evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Happening, you crazy mofos. It's your middle-aged homeboy, Chris Davis.
With the friendly neighborhood dirtbag.
Why are you doing your own sound effects?
I don't know. Miguel's got some sound effects inserts he's going to hopefully send over soon, so I don't have to sound like an absolute idiot.
Do you remember when we first started doing the shanty? I used to have all those movie quotes in there.
Oh, yeah.
Those were great. I don't know whatever happened to those, but anyway, welcome to the shanty as we just have our own personal conversation.
Surprise, surprise.
Shout out to everyone, man. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. It was a great week for us. What happened with you this week?
I went to work, and then I went home.
Okay.
Then I slept.
Okay.
And then the weekend was pretty legit.
Yeah? Well, what did you do this weekend?
Lots of things accomplished.
That's
lots of naps. No,
you said lots of naps.
I wish, man. It's busy. It's springtime. We all know how it goes. So I've been just jamming out to great Northwest hip hop all week long at work. Lots of new submissions this week. This music is absolutely amazing. The show.
Yeah, absolutely. We were just listening to stuff we were gonna play, and first and foremost, let's give a big shout out to Miguel Ortiz. Jumped on board to help us out with some stuff on the shanty. He got the Instagram going, has been reaching out to artists, and I'm just super, super thankful for that guy. Every time I see him, we have great conversations, and I'm really, really thankful that he wanted to jump on board and help us out. Because, guys, in case you didn't know, it's just me and Daryl that do this. Well, now and Miguel.
I just show up. I don't do shit.
And we have other things in life to do as well. So, you know, having a team around of people is really cool, and I'm very, very thankful for that. So, you know, first and foremost, before we get started with anything, big shout out to you, Miguel. I appreciate you. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
We got a lot of new music this week.
Yeah, we did.
This might be one of the only weeks that I can remember. Thanks, Siri. This might be one of the only weeks that I remember that we have so many artists, like more new artists than artists that we've played before. Like almost every artist we haven't played before.
Yeah, the next three shows are going to be jam-packed with music submissions, and I'm pretty pumped up to listen to it all.
Me too, man. I love discovering new music. You guys aren't here before the show starts, but usually Daryl and I are just sitting here listening to a bunch of music.
What is this?
Maybe we should just film us doing that.
Yeah,
that's probably more entertaining than people listening to us talk.
Facts.
But Daryl, if people want to submit their music, just like all these amazing artists that we're going to play today, where should they submit that music?
Did you turn off your phone, Jesus Chris? Okay. You should
I don't know what just happened, but I think my wife was leaving and her Bluetooth connected to my I don't know what just happened. Yes. I don't really know. Anyway. Where should
Send
they submit their music?
Your music to theshantyradio@gmail.com, and it's proof that I'm saying the right word because there are so many new submissions. So theshantyradio@gmail.com.
Absolutely, man. Well, how about enough of our bullshit? How about we play some music?
That'd be wonderful.
Let's do it. Let's get into one of my favorite artists. This is Dickles, and this song is called Carry You Home, right here on the Shanty Radio.
Shanty Radio.
Thank you. it all away, I'll do it twice. Loving you is wrong, I had to lose you right. But I gave you light on your darkest night, a blaze of stage to make it right. I know I did it for you, babe. Can't no one walk in my shoes. I know I'll carry you home, I won't leave you alone.
You never sacrifice it all for me. Show me all your scars and I gave you more. When you gave me sight, when I was blind, you took my wrongs and made it right. I know you did it for me, babe. Can no one love me like you? Keep me near when I'm gone till my queen's on the throne.
And I was sacrificing all for you.
My queen's on the throne, I'ma carry you home.
I'm never sacrificing all for you.
Shooter, probably has my gun. All these wanted posters let me know that I'm the one. Me, my trusty steed, not a soul to write to. Money on my head, shit, I know I'll die soon. Stand up, meet me there, right at high noon. The gamblers, the ramblers, I'm in the right room. Stacking all my chips, hit my flask for a sip. Killed about a fifth, I'm still sharp off the hip. Better pray I miss, better pray I miss. I drew a beat on them just to practice my aim. I'm the midnight rider, I don't even got a name. Gunslinging bandit, man, I swear it's all the same. Gunslinging, gun ringing when they hear my name. All this trouble brought is a fortune and a fame. Gunslinging, gun ringing when they hear my name.
It's a hell of a thing killing a man. Take away all he's got, and all he's ever gonna have.
This town ain't big enough for you or me both. You better pray for luck or an ace in the hole. I'ma let the dust settle, I'ma finish my smoke. Money on my head, I'ma leave them all broke. You'll need a faster hand to end up kicking the can. I'll find your grave somewhere in the lay of the land. I fled another county, ducked another bounty. Out in the sticks, shit, I wonder how they found me. Gone with the wind, tatted limb to limb. Who to call a friend, think they all in cahoots. Stepping through this mud and the blood in my boots. Can't escape my fate, Harry Tracy on the loose. Sleeping when I'm dead, should I finally get to rest? Gave him hell for years and they finally sent their best. Gave him hell for years and they finally sent their best. Don't shed a tear, don't waste your breath.
Tell us lies, I wonder if the crowd will know price dies at the center.
And we're back on the Shanty Radio. What's happening? It's your middle-aged homeboy, Chris Davis.
Dirt Reynolds.
I wish you guys could have heard what happened right after that first section. We're very transparent here at the Shanty Radio, so I'm just going to let you guys know. Daryl has been trying to find a catchphrase for like a good 4 or 5 weeks. And I say Shanty Radio, and Daryl always is supposed to come in with something afterwards. Usually he just reads random books off my bookshelf or says something stupid. But he's been really working hard to come up with a catchphrase. And he just repeats Shanty Radio this time. I push stop to stop recording. And the look of despair and frustration that covered this man's face, he's like, I'm an amateur battle rapper, and I cannot think off the top of my head of something
unacceptable.
Oh, God, that was great. Anyway, man, we just got done listening to Dickles with Carry You Home. And then right after that, a brand new submission from a brand new artist we've never played before, Price Solo with Gunfighter's Eclipse. Shout out to you, sir. Daryl, where do they send their music again?
Oh, they sent their music to theshantyradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, I love hearing new artists. Hadn't been familiar with this gentleman before, but really liked the approach. It was a cool song. I'm glad to play it. So, again, man, you guys shoot over your music. We'll make sure that we try to play everybody once. If you send us a song that is mixed so horribly that we can't understand what you're saying, I can't play it.
Well, you know, talk to Z. Squad. Talk to Misdemeanor.
Reach out
to
get
your music where it needs to be so we can play it, because we're not going to bullshit you. We want to play your music, but it also has to be right. We're not going to let you express yourself in a deep creative way with this hip hop thing and not have it be correct. So
yeah, we want people to understand what you're saying, and you know, we try to have some sort of standards on the show. I mean, we don't have many. We have very, very low standards, but we try to play everybody.
Ask around.
Yeah, no, I've heard, Daryl. I've heard about your standards, my guy.
Damn it.
So just
my reputation precedes me.
We're just going to go ahead and leave that there. Let the amateur sleuths on the internet decode the Da Vinci Code there of what we mean. But anyway.
It's up to interpretation.
So we were talking about what we did this week. Also heard that you had a cool experience yesterday. You want to let people know what might be coming down the line?
Yeah, that is correct, Chris. I had a dope-ass Dirt Reynolds deep dive with Smoovova and Misdemeanor last night. Two awesome dudes. And, man, I had a blast. It took a long time, but it didn't take long. It felt like, you know, very, like, kindred spirits. We both think and feel the same way about the state of local hip-hop and what we're doing to push it forward and bring more. So, I mean, obviously, both dudes have been on the show quite a bit. Shout out to those guys. And hopefully, I'd say midweek, we'll get that deep dive out on the Shanty Radio.
Yeah, man, I love doing the artist deep dive. So it's really cool that you got a chance to do one. I do like the Dirt Reynolds deep dive. Like, we need to copyright that. That's pretty sweet. But no, I'm looking forward to listening to it. I didn't hear it. I was... can't confirm or deny that I was betting on basketball for the last couple days, but I was. And so,
is that why there's a bunch of shit missing in this house?
I wasn't around to check it out, but I'm super looking forward to listening to that. Also, as part of that, they were letting you know about a show.
That is correct. This Friday, March 29th, at the Hideout, it's the 509 Cypher 2 performing live. There's gonna be Longotti.
Yep.
I can't read
TCF Breeze, OCD, Flav and Honcho, Z of Firing Squad, and Dickles. And guys, again, look, we had a debate before the show started of how many names I was going to say wrong. If I say your name wrong, please do not take it as like a personal thing. I'm just very white, and sometimes I just don't say things the way that they're supposed to be said. So if I said your guys' names wrong, I deeply apologize. But make sure that you're there this Friday, March 29th, at the Hideout. You don't want to miss it. We went to the first Cypher show. It was cool. Was where we got to meet Smoovova for the first time. Got to introduce to a bunch of artists. So I'm really looking forward to this one as well. We will be there, I think. Are you going to go?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I'll be there. So we'll be there. So say what's up to us. But as part of that, why don't we get into some more music from artists that are going to be performing?
Absolutely.
Again, brand new music this week with OCD. This is Knee High. Featuring Cuz Dev right here on the Shanty Radio.
Cousin Dev!
Mm-hmm. would.
Since I was knee high, wasn't fucking with you niggas, now I need my nigga, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you bitches, now I need my bitch, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you niggas, now I need my nigga, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you bitches, now I need my, nah, nah, nah.
I'm reppin' Eastside, nigga. Been stompin' through 509 since knee-high, nigga. We pop a lot of shit, cause we fly, nigga. From poppin' our collars, knockin' bitches to ride with us. 2024, niggas collide with us. We lane switch, boss moves. Niggas can't be doing lame shit. Better move, yeah, you see me with my only bitch. She paid her dues, makin' player moves.
Since I was knee-high,
wasn't fuckin' with you niggas, now I need my nigga, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee-high,
wasn't fucking with you bitches, now I need my bitch, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you niggas, now I need my nigga, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you bitches, now I need my, nah, nah, nah.
You know I need mine. I see the real nigga status on the decline. You see the fire in my eyes, I see your weak signs. So many said they had my back, I had no reply. I told the bitches back in the day when I was knee high that I'll be rich, you suck my dick, bitch, I'ma be fly. And they be hating for no reason, now I see why, nigga. Maybe cause I'm flyer than a G5, nigga.
Knee high to a grasshopper, I've been known to keep my bag proper. Yo, bitch jockin', don't you dare stop her, cause I'm a baby mama heartthrobber. These three cities I roll around, pockets fat, can't go around. I bust a wood and copper pound. Every day I blow about a half an ounce. In the streets and I'm gritting it. On my way to the bag and I'm getting it. If it ain't a wood and I ain't splitting it. If she ain't look good and I ain't hitting it. She ride it like a stick shift. Out here grinding like a kickflip. Hook her like a big fish. I'm a big dog. I take big shits, huh?
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you niggas, now I need my nigga, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you bitches, now I need my bitch, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you niggas, now I need my nigga, nah, nah, nah.
Since I was knee high,
wasn't fucking with you bitches, now I need my, nah, nah, nah.
You feel it in your body when you hit a bass drop. Said knock a bitch up if her face really pretty. Advice from my primo and I took that shit with me. Now I got two kids and that shit a blessing. Now I'm tryna get rich, shit I'm kinda stressing. Have you ever been at a party with your boys and that shit get all rowdy? Everybody pop out toys, pop, pop, pop. Everybody scattered from the noise. Check yourself for some hoes, realize your life a joy. Ayy, ever been so faded that you swerving down the road? Driving super fucking crazy, but you gotta get home. Praying there don't be no truck, cause you got an ounce to blow. With your pistol fully loaded, just chilling at your toes.
You try to play me in your own game and you got cooked for it. Dumb bitch, you fell for a pee, but you just a bum bitch. Hit her from the back so good, it had her cussing. Have you ever had a run for 12 and scuff your new Jordans? Fight it with your bitch and forget it all in the morning. Ever checked your own home if you thought he wasn't informing? Paranoia is a bitch, but let's drop it, it's not important. Bitch, I'm teed up, catch me at the function, getting hyped. Lot of ops up in this bitch, and I heard that they don't like me. I know they see me all up on the mic, I'm talking spicy. Trying to press me, I ain't James Brown, you don't wanna try me. A whole lot of motherfucking drama in my city, but I ain't tripping off it, I be counting hundreds and 50. Keep a strap for desperate measures, cause these times are getting tricky. And I be chillin', so why the fuck is you out here fucking with me?
are back on the Shanty Radio. It's your middle-aged homeboy, Chris Davis.
Chilling on the side, Dirtbag Darrell.
We just got done listening to OCD with Knee High featuring Cuz Dev.
Oh, no. That's why I got you on that one.
You do?
That's Cousin Dev. That's why I said that at the end. Because I wanted to make sure the universe heard me say it right, since you don't say people's names right.
Is it really that? That's what it is?
Yes, Cousin Dev.
Okay, so guys, help me out here, okay? Because when people send me songs, if you abbreviate someone's name or you add like a nickname that I don't know about,
oh, dude, you're I'm like gonna read fucking it. Will Ferrell and Anchorman. You just read right off the prompter. It doesn't matter what's on there.
I do. So, Cousin Dev, I apologize. Like I just said, I say people's names wrong. I apologize. I just went off of what was said. It was Cuz Dev in the email. And so that's what I went with. So, yeah, I am fucking.
I got you covered.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego. Okay. Like, that's just what I do. So, anyway, my bad, Cousin Dev. I thought Daryl was talking shit when he said the whole name at the end. And here it was. I was.
Yeah, no. I'm here to correct.
You're like our fucking practices. So
that's what happens when you meet people, Chris, and get out of this basement once in a while.
Fucker, I am out of this basement all the time.
Oh, okay.
I just don't talk to anybody because I'm fucking antisocial.
The emo
shit.
King is in the corner.
I'm fucking sitting somewhere, sipping on a whiskey and contemplating my life. But anyway, shout out to you, man. And then right after that, we had Flav and Honcho with Plotting on Me. Both of those artists are going to be at the 509 Cypher 2 on March 29th at the Hideout. Make sure you come check it out. A bunch of other great artists, including Lon Gotti, Zia Firing Squad, and Dickles. But on top of that, we got another show coming up 2 days later, March 31st at Ray's Golden Lion. It's Easter evening, so go do your stuff in the daytime. Eat your ham, find your eggs, whatever the fuck you do on the holiday. And then tell your family that you have a stomach ache and you have to leave.
Sneak out the bag.
And come to Ray's Golden Lion. It's the Story Tour 24 with Lebo, Karma. Rajay is going to be there, who we played last week on the Shanty. If you don't know who Karma is, then
you got problems.
I mean, you might not. It's been a while since we're up, but you should know. But you should know who Karma is, so you want to come out. So make sure you come out to that show as well. It's great seeing so many shows popping up. You know, what was it?
Like, the artists put on shows. Like, their sets, they're very well rehearsed. Like, I had this conversation last night about, you know, the artistry in performing live in front of people. And you give those people, you know, something more than just, you know, anybody can listen to your music on the internet. But you, when they come and see you in person and pay money to watch you perform, like, you put on a show. And that's like what that show that's coming up on Friday at the 509 Cypher 2. Cousin Dev put on a great set last time. That was one of my favorites. So make sure that you come check that out. Rajay definitely puts on an amazing set. Karma never, ever slacks off on his sets. I mean, they got good energy. And it's going to be a good time, man. Two shows in one weekend. I mean, I know it's a lot, but if you got the time, man, this is where it's going to be at.
Well, in us supporting these types of shows is how we get more of them. Absolutely. Right? When you can do two shows in a weekend in two different locations with two different groups of people and they can still draw crowds, that is an indicator to different venues and different promoters that we're building something here. And there's just more opportunities, right? Absolutely. So definitely make sure you try to get out to one, at least, if not both of those shows. I know I'm going to try to get to as many of them as I can. I got some family stuff on Easter, so I don't know if I'm going to make it out, but I'm going to try. I might just break up with my wife and leave my kids or something.
I'm going to leave you for the Shanty. I'm sorry.
I'm divorcing you for the day, and then I'll be back tomorrow.
That should go over real well. No negative consequences.
Yeah, so. I'm sure. Like, you know. But to your point, too, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into these sets. I know my son is working on a show April 12th. At the Uptown Theater. It's the Under the Bridge Showcase. There's three different younger artists of different genres, and he's working on his set for that, and we're doing like 2-hour rehearsals a couple times a week, and he's out there running, and you know, I hear him in the garage on the treadmill running and rapping his words and stuff. Like, you know, it takes a lot of work. It's not, people don't just show up with a set and perform for you guys. These are things that are thought about. There's time and energy put into them. I know when I was performing pretty heavy, you know, we were doing hour rehearsals every night, you know, at full speed, you know, we used to call it game speed, right?
Yep.
Sweating my ass off in somebody's living room trying to get ready for shows. And, you know, that's one of the things you don't see as much. You know, you hear people talk about writing lyrics and recording and all of that, which is all of very, very crucial. But I don't think we hear as much about all the work that goes into these shows from a performance standpoint. And as it should, right? You can tell the difference when you see somebody who's not prepared versus the people that put in the work. And the people that put in the work, we should support.
Facts.
Speaking of support, make sure that you subscribe to the show. Make sure you share the show. And make sure, what else, Daryl?
Smash them likes.
Smash the like buttons. You know, we appreciate all the love, everyone sending in new music. But along with that, man, make sure that you're sharing out the show so that more people can get ears on it.
Yeah, definitely.
And we can keep this thing growing.
Makes a big difference. I'd say in the last, obviously with bringing Miguel on board, yeah, we've definitely reached more people. And I'm all the people that I, you know, kind of personally send the link to, you know, from Spotify. That's basically, in, you know, with kind of within that message, like, hey, man, you're on it. And, you know, make sure you put it out there so your people can hear it. And then, you know, make sure to tell them to share it. Because, like I said, one tells two, two tells four. I mean, it just expands.
It grows, yeah. It's kind of like herpes.
And I want to get paid for this at some point. So, you know, we got to get what? Likes. Yeah, we got to get likes up on the show so Chris has a budget to pay me.
Shoot. All right. Hashtag save Daryl's fake job.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's go ahead and get into some more music. I was like, God damn, trying to get paid already.
He just saw the look on his face like, what?
What are you talking about?
No fucking money here.
We got paid for this in fucking 20 years, damn dear. Anyway, let's get into some more music. Let's get into one of an artist from our day who's still out there putting really high quality music out. We've played a couple of his older tracks, but super pumped to have a new track from Jason F. this week on the Shanty Radio. This is Always Real right here on the Shanty Radio.
The Divergent.
Never lie, always real. True to life on the track. You know the deal.
That's what I love, my yeah, shit.
Yeah. Always real, always real. Up. I don't have a record dealer, got a job though. Couple kids at the house, I don't sell dough. Pay the bills every month and I'm never late. Never wait, all gas and it's never breaks. Slide through, do 100 on the interstate with a top-notch boss lady on a dinner date. Living in the city, motor purring like a kitten. Got a couple homies in the circle and we kick it. I ain't bullshitting when I spit it, I'm the realest. I'm a good dude, go ahead and get into the spinach. Out here trying to get it and I'm at it every day. Do the job, write a rap, lift a little weight. Laying low, cooking food, sipping on a drink. Putting money in the bank and I'm never coming fake. You know the deal. Mode. Clean a house in a car and I fold clothes. Keep a beat playing on the loop in the studio. I don't need to talk about it, I'm just doing it. Been around it for a minute, I'm not new to this. People know me in my city when I come around. I've been out here rapping, but I keep it on the underground. I've been on a couple days,
I've been on a couple days.
But I'm trying to keep it chill.
I'm trying to keep it chill.
I'm not settling for less.
I ain't settling for less.
Only want it if it's real.
Only want it if it's real.
I've been single for a minute.
I've been single for a minute.
Kinda like it like that though.
Like it like that.
Got my windows all tinted. And I'm dipping through Pasco.
Dipping through Pasco.
You know the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Always real, always real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Always real, always real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Murder was a case, misdemeanor.
These faggot ass cops running through the red light with a bad red fox. Told her I just want the head, I ain't digging in her box. I won't let her do a nigga like they did my nigga Ox. Oh, simple simp nigga, it ain't my fault. You a shrimp nigga, I'm a pimp nigga. I got hoes, I don't limp nigga, I don't tempt niggas. Up this pole, make you flinch nigga. I'm a rich nigga, stupid dough, make no sense nigga. I say listen here, you ain't fucking with this nigga here. If the bitch ain't about a bag, she could disappear. I ain't having pity on no bitty, I won't drip a tear. She gon' get the bag and bring it here, why you in her ear? I'm making plays out the away and I ain't even there. A nigga said he my, but I ain't even care. Brody told me about these hoes, always keep a spare. Gotta get to breathing on that bitch like all I need is air. Like she George Sparks. They gon' shut up when I'm spittin', I'm recording art. Feel that pain in my rhymes like I'm pouring heart. Now everybody wanna ride like a foreign car. Ha, ha, but you can't get in, cause you don't understand the shit that I done been in. I be racing to the bank with a big grin. Now we kill a op and celebrate, that's a big win.
I say all my niggas fight and keep pole, we got big sticks. Slap a nigga like we playing bones, I'm a big six. All I know is sharks and piranhas, I'm a big fish. Nigga say you wish a nigga would, that's a big wish. Like I ain't got no ops cause they all died. They say I just be killing shit like my dog died. Frog niggas never leave, just get frog eyes. But if some beef do pop up, it's getting hard.
Say, bitch, I knew I was a P probably by the age of 3. All in pre-K, making little baby pay a fee. Fuck a ABC, little baby, I'm a G. She cashing out without me asking, breaking bread on GP. Say, bitch, I knew I was the one way before I got a gun. Ay, when I walk the block, watch the sucker niggas run. Ay, lightweight P, but this dick weigh a ton. Ain't no shame in my game, hit a lick on a nun.
What's happening, y'all? Chris Davis hanging out on the Shanty Radio.
With Daryl Hughes.
I know we're using government names now. My real name is Chris Davis. I don't
my
use a rap.
My real name's my rap shit. I love it.
Real names, no gimmicks. Remember that was Obie Trice?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I didn't even know that they had that song when I said I'm going to use my actual name to rap. You know why I didn't ever use a rap name? Because the rap name I was given was so obscure that no one would have got it that I just didn't like it. I just wanted to be me.
But see, it would have translated into an easier Google search.
You're right. There's Chris
the
Davis.
The weirder the name, the right. easier it is to find.
You know what's really funny about that is that's the shit I do for a living now. At the time, I didn't even know that. I was just like, I'll just use this generic ass name that I was born with. That's the same. It's always a baseball player that comes up, like anyone I meet. And I'm like, my name is Chris Davis. I'm like, do you play for the Orioles? No, fucker, I don't play for the Orioles. A, look at me. Do I look like a professional athlete?
Most people ask me if I got warrants.
Because you do.
I do not.
Are you sure?
Allegedly.
Anyway, we just got done listening to Jason F. with Always Real. And then right after that, we had Lon Gotti with Belly Vibes. Also, I believe there's a video out for that. I know he sent me a video. I think it's on the interwebs as well. So make sure you check that out. Go into YouTube. Look for Lon Gotti Belly Vibes. I believe Misdemeanor was a part of that too. So shout out to him.
Filming.
Yeah, sweet.
That was a lot, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk about that on the deep dive.
The deep dive, which is going to come this week. What's the name of the deep dive again?
Dirtbag.
Fucking stumped you.
Got me again. Dirt Reynolds Deep Dive.
How did you panic on a name that you gave yourself?
Because I'm trying to read, think, and it's too much at one time. I'm sorry.
See, now you know why I'd be fucking up, because I'm doing too many things at one time.
I'm squinting over at the computer like...
Maybe you need some glasses, bro.
Maybe. I would wear glasses, but I'm afraid Diggles is going to make fun of me again, and that's the reason why I don't wear glasses now.
I mean, he will. And I think you just have to deal with it. I don't know.
The price of being able to read is probably not a bad idea.
You know what I mean? I fought against wearing glasses for a really long time, and then I just had to say fuck it and get some because, I mean, you can only almost kill your family 4 or 5 times when you're driving at night before you're like, I should probably get some glasses. A little hip-hop history. Shout out to DJ Premier, whose birthday was this week.
Yeah, buddy.
One of the illest producers of all time. Probably makes the best battle rap beats. If you have to freestyle battle over his beats. Loved his work with Gangstar. Loved his work with Royce da 5'9". I love everything that DJ Premier does. I think my favorite beat, though, is the track Classic that they did for Reebok. And it's Kanye, KRS-One, Rakim, and Nas. And that is a monster track. I love that track. If you haven't heard it, you should check it out. It's really good. What's one of your favorites?
Wishing. On that first Prime album between Primo and
Royce 5'9". Did you see that Royce recently mentioned that they're working on Prime 3?
I did see that.
Were you excited?
Very moist. nice stump to you. Cool.
That was awesome.
Moister than an oyster, bud.
Whoa. Don DeMarco. We'll just make our own. Who cares? Anyway, big shout out to DJ Premier. Make sure you guys dig into his catalog a little bit. Again, one of my favorite producers of all time. Him, Alchemist, make some of the best beats for just when you're in the car riding around and you just gotta spit some raps. So make sure you do that. Daryl, anything else fun going on in your life that you want to talk to the people about?
No.
So should we get into some more music?
No.
Okay. What would you rather do instead? Anything?
I can't read the notes very well.
Well, why don't you look at it?
Oh, and look at that.
Can you see it now?
I can. Let's get into some music.
Let's get into some music.
There's nothing after that honorable mention for DJ Premier. I was looking at the wrong line. Cool.
Oh, wait. Did you see that Benzino went to Mom's Spaghetti in Detroit and messed up everything?
I thought that was fake. That's real?
That's real. Yeah, no, that really happened. And the never-ending saga of Benzino and Eminem. The beef that will not die. Not even on spaghetti.
Yeah, it's definitely like a well-cooked steak. And you're like, why am I eating
this? Why? There's not enough A1 sauce in the world to make this work.
Worcestershire sauce to go with it.
Are you a sauce on your steak guy?
Nope.
Neither.
A little bit of seasoning.
Yep.
Grilled or smoked to perfection.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, I like a little horseradish on the side. Just a little zing. Not a lot.
A little rub.
Yeah, just a little bit.
With your tub.
Anyway, let's get into some music.
Let's do it.
Let's get into Roque. Another new artist. We mentioned him last week, I think, when we did the show. Won the battle at the B-Boy Beatdown.
Yep.
So shout out to you. But he submitted some music. Let's get into it. This is Ziploc 2K24 featuring DJ Keytronics.
Nice.
On the Shanty Radio.
Yeah. Siri got me.
On the Shanty Radio.
Yeah. It's Black Market, boy.
I've been on some fuck everything type shit again. Yeah. Black Market Dime Breed shit. Yo, look, 2024, I told my brothers to shoot high. To build the empire, man, it's really a group job. Posing in the cug, getting higher than Snoop Dogg. Flow, bend, water, shit, feel like a pool slot. In my city, I'm the best with the mic stand. If shit go left, I'm the best with the right hand. Try, man, it's crazy that the best of us die, man. Now everybody knows it takes passion for diamonds. In my blood, homie, never to back down. To know a motherfucker, gotta check on his background. Trust is when you don't gotta give him a pat down. The ignorant motherfucker act if he get sat down. Dying breed in the flesh, I'm alive. Even grown man scared to look deaf in the eyes. It's like WWE, I'ma step on these guys. When I give a grand entrance, feel like wrestling vibes. See it, this shit a freight train laid out, get steamrolled. Get beat to the BPM to beat on. Once I get on, hit the homies, tell them we on. Then I lead the whole team like Dion. Really from the town, shed tears and I shed blood then. Hopping on the transit, scrambling for some bus fit. I just came off of handling with a rough year. Rappers lead the city, cause damn it, it ain't no love here. Just for hip hop, you could get your shit rocked. Or get chopped to the music like a TikTok. I be with the Mexicans, chocolates and flip flops. Where you can still get a zip in a Ziploc. You won't believe me, this rap shit is easy. It's everything around us, fast paced and greasy. We got old heads trying to be these young heads. Then the young heads acting like the old heads. Shit is mixed up, where the OGs go? They got AI, fuck about the street code. Roque, the impeccable rhyme lord. The rewrite history is really a time war. Before you ever went to lay down a whack verse, your crew should have told you you should learn how to rap first. Should've known that I came for the crown too. A knockout punch, it won't make it to round two. Lazy motherfuckers, get the fuck from around you. On the east side, this one for the town too. Brown puffer, do it for Jay Butter. Motherfuckers nervous, you hear when they stutter. So gutter, moving like it's summer. And everybody out here doing what they wanna. Ain't nobody get as wavy as this. Ain't nobody get as wavy as this. Shit. And ain't nobody getting crazy like this. Ain't nobody getting crazy like this. What up? Dime Breed shit, Black Market shit. You already know what the fuck it is. Roque, baby. Chip on my shoulder this year. It is what it is. I mean, ain't shit sweet. Still wild outside. I feel the tension in the air. You know what I mean?
It's Black Market, boy.
Choke when they dope, when they not, when they hit, when they fall on the sword. Oh my God, was it drugs? Was it nope? Was it yeah? Was it bunk? Was it up? Pick your poison, do it up. It's attention overdrive, cutting like a thousand knives. Spinal tap into the minds of the appetizing eyes. I'm a faulty angel, overworking power of a machine. Self-destruction, not an option, so I'll probably never blow. Oh my homie's dead, and I don't know if I'm.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dirt Reynolds. I still can't think of anything to say when we head into these song breaks. Chilling with
Chris
Davis. I love it.
We just got done listening to Roque with Ziploc 2K24 featuring DJ Keytronics. And then right after that, a new artist out of Seattle who submitted their music. This was Resting Scary Face with Motley Fool. I like that song a lot, actually.
I do.
It was different. Shout out to you, man. Thanks for sending your stuff over. I know he kind of was like, if you think it's appropriate, you can play it. No, that's appropriate.
Oh,
very appropriate. That's pretty good, man. I appreciated that.
Pacific Northwest hip hop.
That's right. And again, man, if you don't have to be in the Tri-Cities, you don't have to be right around us. If you're in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, you're in
Benton City, Finley.
Yeah.
Send it. theshantyradio
like
at
gmail.com. Like, I like how I'm saying shit like different states. And you're like, Finley.
20 miles out of town. Do it.
Finley's not 20 miles out of town.
From here, it's probably 12.
You're that very down to a science. Like,
oh, I used to drive everywhere around here for a living. Yeah.
That's very true. But guys, submit your music, please. We want to keep playing new music. This was a fun episode because we had a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, guys, is it's not just fun for you guys, right, to hear new stuff. It's like fun for us.
Oh, yeah.
Because we love this shit. And so us being able to hear new things coming in, getting introduced to new artists, saying their names wrong, stuttering and not knowing what we're doing, this is all part of the fun for us.
Siri hooking me up with a...
I'm gonna turn my watch off when we do this or something.
Like, I got you, Derby. Let's go.
That's how your Siri would talk to you.
I know.
You would probably program it to talk all nasty to you.
Yes, dirty Siri.
Wait, don't say that. That would be like an idea. How come nobody's come up with dirty Siri yet?
It's probably out there. You just gotta pay for it.
You said that very confidently.
That's extra service. Hypothetically,
Daryl, if someone wants to pay for Dirty Siri, how much would it cost?
We'll go with like, you know, I'm going to keep it affordable, but I think $20 a month, nice little subscription.
$20 a month for somebody to talk to you?
This is Dirtbag Siri.
No, I'm not.
Your parents don't love you. You were adopted. Like, that's...
You're ugly and you can't read good.
Give it up. Here is several applications for fast food restaurants.
Don't be mad. UPS is hiring. What if... There you go. I want to create a Siri that just takes pieces of lyrics from hip-hop songs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like somebody requests something and all of a sudden Big comes on and he's like, don't be mad. UPS is hiring.
Who shot you?
No. We're never playing that song.
Oh, okay. I like that song.
I like that song too, though. But as an avid Pac fan and lover, I'm not supposed to like that song. Even though, don't let the rumors fool you, from what everyone says, that song was not about Pac. I don't know if I believe it. I don't really care. But anyway.
It's a cold-ass beat, though. It's one of my favorites.
It is. That's a great beat to rap, to freestyle to as well. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like the 90s had the best beats to freestyle to, honestly. I can't think of... Like, there's not a whole lot of beats that have come out recently where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to like just rip verses over that.
That the first Prime has an instrumental album on Spotify that I freestyle to quite often.
See, but that's DJ Premier, though. 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes sense. Cool. I just thought we got a new music submission right now. Let's just check it real quick. You know what I mean? Whatever. But anyway, guys, don't forget. We're going to close out the show here, but don't forget, March 29th at the Hideout, March 31st, Raise Golden Lion, April 12th at the Uptown Theater, shows, and all of those times, and all those places. Make sure you come out.
Yeah, check our socials, check the Shanties, always posting new stuff. Shout out to Miguel Ortiz. It's all out there, man. The info is there, so you're getting it here, but it really is everywhere.
It is, yeah. And make sure that we, like I said, make sure you come out and support these events. The more that we support them, the more that we'll get. And I mean, even if that wasn't the case, there's just a lot of good fucking artists around here that we should be out listening to. So
facts.
I think, you know, I was one of these people. I mean, even fucking 6 months ago, I would have told you, man, I think the scene's dead here. I don't really know anybody that's doing music, and I'm really thankful for doing the Shanty. Just for nothing else has exposed me to a lot of these really cool artists that are here that I just, you know, wasn't in touch. Okay,
right.
I wasn't outside, like you said, Tara. I was in the basement every fucking day.
I thought we got so offended by that earlier. Hit a little home, a little close to home, did it?
No, I mean, it's you're fucking telling people my personal business, but.
I speak from experience. You know, there was about a good 2 years where I didn't do anything creative, and that shit was just killing my soul.
Absolutely. But yeah, there's a lot of great artists, so make sure that you guys are coming out to these shows, supporting them. Again, buy their merch, guys. Artists make dick off of streaming, so make sure that you support them and buy... So I guess... Should I say pause after that? They make no money, okay, Daryl? God, let me say it in a way that makes more sense for you. That does sound... That is crazy, though.
Makes sense to you. For you.
That is crazy to say. Sorry. Bad phrasing. Anyway, artists don't make any money off of streaming, really.
Oh,
unless you're a huge artist.
No, that makes sense.
So, make sure... Come to the shows. Buy their merch. If they have physical copies of CDs or whatever, buy that. But make sure you do. I always, every show I go to, I try to at least get one or two things.
Well, man, there's no middleman for the merch. So, like, right, you're directly supporting the artist. Like, they put that money out up front to get a package of shirts, stickers, whatever it is that they are offering to the fans. Like, pick that stuff up, man. Yeah. All that matters.
Absolutely. Anyway, that was our soapbox moment of the show. Let's get back to the bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to close out the show, but before we close it out, this week was a very important week in local hip-hop. It was the birth, born day, if you will. Not the birth. He was already birthed.
He's already birthed.
It was the born day of one C-Ray.
Oh, he's featured a lot on this show.
He is? Oh, in the normal, not this week.
Oh, he is featured this week.
He is, but we hadn't gotten there yet. Why are you fucking spoiler alert, you dickhead?
My brain doesn't work as fast as...
Gosh, now all these people, we were going to surprise them with something cool, and now they all know it's coming, and it's all your fault.
They don't know how it's coming, so go ahead. Sorry. Have the wind back underneath your sails.
Fucking the wind beneath my wings? Anyway, happy birthday to you, C-Ray.
Happy birthday.
Just one of my favorite people in general. I know we joke a lot about this guy, but he did a lot for a lot of people here.
Still does.
Still does, but, you know, very gracious with time and energy, which are the two things you can't get back, right? You can always make more money. You can always, you know, get more clothes if you're lending stuff out, material things, if you will. But time and energy you can't get back, and that guy has always been very, very gracious and giving with those things to people. Daryl was giving me a very hard time when I was saying we should play a bunch of C-Ray songs, and he said, well, just play him your whole first album, since basically that's all C-Ray. And that hurt my spirit a little bit, but it is true.
It's a great album. It's one of my favorite albums.
It is true, because he definitely blessed me multiple times in my life, but with that right there. So if you do end up listening to this, I know he doesn't listen to anything, but if you do listen to this, Chuck, happy birthday to you, man. I hope you and your family and everybody are doing beautifully. And I thought it was appropriate to close out the show with a C-Ray song. And yeah, we were talking about it, and Daryl brought one to my attention that I hadn't heard in a long time. This might be the longest and most compact posse cut ever came out of this area. Yeah. I don't know of any other ones. Do you?
There's been some posse cuts. I know there's some out there, but this one, because you know, it was one of the... I've always hit up C-Ray for music and instrumentals and all that stuff, and this is one of the times he messaged me and said, hey, I got this song I need a verse on. And I sat down, I canceled everything in my life and sat down and wrote this verse. It's one of my favorite verses.
Did you shed a thug tear?
I did.
That's solid.
And then, you know what I mean? To immediately be on there, because when C-Ray calls for a verse, you stop what you're doing and write that damn verse.
That's true.
Plus, it's got all my good friends on here, so, I mean, shit, how could you not want to be a part of that?
I've literally walked out of work before when C-Ray was like, hey, I need a verse, and, like, went home. It was like, I'm taking the day off.
Yeah.
Just left. But no, I know, like, there's been some other ones. You know, I know all the ciphers that have been going on are dope. I know Northwest Factor that John L. put together back in the day was really cool. But this is one that's always just kind of, it has the different generations and everything. So this is the Top Left remix by C-Ray featuring Dickles, Nobi, Karma, B. Schuler, Dirtbag Daryl, Shao Sosa, Blaze One, and myself, Chris Davis. It's a murderer's row right there.
let that breathe for a minute.
So, perfect way to end the show. We appreciate all y'all, man. We hope all y'all have a wonderful week. Be on the lookout for the Dirt Reynolds deep dive coming out this week. If you have other artists that you want us to chat with, hit us up. Let us know. We want to talk to everybody. So either Daryl or myself or Miguel or somebody will get a hold of somebody. We'll have a conversation.
We have staff.
Our staff is almost tripled.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do the dang thing, guys. We're trying to come up with content that you guys like. If you have other ideas of things you want to hear, you know, let us know. We want to make sure that you guys enjoy the shows first and foremost. Their comments are probably gonna be like, stop fucking talking so much. But anyway, let's get out of here, man. We appreciate y'all. Make sure you come out on the 29th and the 31st next weekend to the Hideout and Raise Golden Lion respectfully. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, it is. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. It's going to be a great time. So much love to y'all. We thank you for the support. What should they do to the like button?
They should definitely smash it.
Subscribe and share the show. But anyway, here's C-Ray with the Top Left remix right here on the Shanty Radio.
Peace out, Cub Scouts.
Scanners of
the moves we make. If you sleep and rude away, trying to teach these lessons in the classroom, but the students late. It's time to choose your fate, move with it or move away. I'll let you dudes debate, time's up, I'll shoot your face. We got the hunger in my cities, try grizzly, I can get it when I see these up and comers grinding grizzly. Cuz I remember when the scene was non-existent, the clubs were not convinced with us, they wouldn't let us in until we blocked them in my moves and then they caught the hint. Yeah, they got that grin when they started profiting. It's all about changing minds, taking what is ours and then finding back into the movement to sustain through time. And the result through all our efforts, I feel weather from the pressure. Our endeavor was well worth it, now it's better, cause we got these youngest bidders that be coming with these hitters, aiming at the blind, saying,
we gon' make them see.
Yeah. Growing up, I had no confidence. I was the awkward kid who couldn't take a female's compliments. But now I am a villain, and I guess I have adopted this mentality to seize control and slay your city's populace. Welcome to apocalypse, crushing all your confidence, busting your accomplishments. We are to our town when Superman is to Metropolis. I go for so much gold, they bury me in a sarcophagus. Ain't nobody topping us. Pardon me, but see, I'm stuck inside your girl's esophagus. Fighting me's a mix between Leonidas, Spartacus. My dominance is prominent, my consciousness does not exist. I ink so many pages, man, I think my pen's an octopus. Yeah, this is Bane when his goons at the bank, Magneto when he lost his way, Shang Tsung when he killed Liu Kang. Don't come at me for company, I'ma tell you get out the way, cause most y'all cats be Harvey Dent, in other words, too late.
More than a minute with my niggas, we creating a syndicate. We finna get into this business, ripping legitimate. Instead of that killer ish, we on that always keeping it real shit. So if you into this, let your body move and get into it. Running around with women, grinding on me. Really want your seven digits? You gotta kill a body, really shorty. I would do anything to get you on me. Eat you like wasabi in the middle of a hotel lobby. And if you didn't want me, probably kill myself like kamikaze. Then the sex with you resurrected into a different body on the real. Never believe my mama, I had skill. I was too blinded by the melatonin and Benadryl. Popping pills on the low, that shit done made me slow. But every negative reflection coming my way helped me grow. Through the pain and the snow, when the rain is at pour, once you find out who you are, you better never let it go.
We're gonna make you see exactly what the hell you're missing. You may have hit the play button, doesn't mean you listen. Been overlooked, I overcooked some shit up in the kitchen. Back in the day, I probably wasn't what you would envision. It's been a mission, now I'm climbing with the glass to pissing. Ain't got no time for pit stops, my wristwatch is ticking. When I heard the TikTok, my shit popped, and then it all started over, increasing my ambition. Yeah, look, already up out of the basement. Black, white, or Asian, doesn't matter what your race is. Better be fucking faithful, no matter what is your placement. I'm happy where I'm at, where all you others need a facelift. So say shit, but nobody gonna stop me. I hate when everybody wanna copy, huh? And paste it when your flow is so sloppy. Your burnt disc, I don't want you to fucking drop.
Giving the blind sight on the level no man can compare to. And like the words of the good book, we gon' prepare you. This is space construction before leaving Earth. So I'm spreading this optimism and celebrating life for what it's worth. And I'm smashing every track that I come into contact with. Deal or no deal, I'm still blessed with this gift. And I'm loving the fact that I've moved past these hacks while they stay pissed. And that's it. So good, running no lips like you got a story to tell. My life is poetry in motion, specifically next to the Pacific Ocean. Top left, northwest, and we at it again. So we rolled around town with a thumbs up, you can call it a win. I'm similar to that raven, tap, tap, tapping at your front door. And if you're feeling what we're breathing, then you can't ignore. Don't be a prick, I special shit in 60, quicker than Nicholas did Eleanor. Yeah, I'm forevermore.
Clowns seeing that they dealing with a mismatch, cause I punctuate bars with open-handed pitch slaps. Iceberg on a track with no global warning. Move with a battalion of ghouls like stormtroopers gunning. Set phases on annihilate. I lie wait. Underestimate his country boys. You and I are straight. 80s rock charts with the heavy metal. Walk with the grand abbot clutching lotus petals. Flowers for the headstones. The rappers calculating dead wrong when they analyze my attack mode. Lurk like arachnids. His spin webs on a kicking snare. Prickin' pair as live as a baby dragon and a bear. In our ensemble is the animal kingdom, we still bring him out like Tiffany and stuck in the bing. I mean, it's a ride in the yard again. Wall shake, flow like earthquake, sick with Parkinson's.
Don't make them see.
check out shorty snot nose. Head full of wild thoughts, yo. Wanted to hold the block close. Mom says that life's nachos. Pops whipped his ass for acting like them vatos. So I ended up writing raps behind them locos. Vivid imagination built the world and climbed inside it. My environment left more to be desired, so I acquired it. Molotov with the fire lit. Toss and watch it burn and stand over the ashes as the world turns. They ain't got a clue what a movement. All dues are paid, it's all about recouping. Oh, y'all got next, then prove it. The way I see it, we the top of the class and y'all true. And all your marks is bad and need improvement. Evergreen in every gene in my DNA. Splice the sequence, get the building blocks of who I be today. So the end, I say this, suck a A's dick. I ain't one to play with, and my homies over here are brain shit.
We gon' make
hey, yo, dealing with a massive crew, who just be sending back to you. I ain't like the attitude of half of these fake rapper dudes. Cause really, I get nauseous as I'm watching how these bastards move. If I choose to walk away, you made me show your gratitude. Me, I punch your chin and lift it to another altitude. Been in this game for years, bitch, I ain't got an ounce to prove. Couldn't pair my thoughts with killers, take you to a paradox. Couldn't walk a mile in my shoes with double pairs of socks. Rapper stare a lot, my mind, I wanna compare to Pac. Couldn't hurt me, died, that dude just waiting for the chair to drop. Blow lethal, love to oppose evil. Musano's target fighters ducks in the grass like Debo. Your lies feeble, lies hurtful, deceitful. Stay grounded, but my rhymes keep me high in the church steeples. Blow poisonous, keep my thoughts within a ziplock. Coming out that northwest, but we ain't stepping out no grip shots.